الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العطف في هذا المسجد. أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم مدد يا سيدي. أسلو يا سيدي الشيخ محمد ناظم الحقاني. We mentioned about that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the perfect human being. الإنسان الكامل. الإنسان الكامل as it is said that Allah created a human being on his picture. Yeah? It is mentioned in Tawrat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a human being ala suratih, on his own image. That is, okay, we understand, it is more symbolic. But it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reflected and manifested the continuous spring of beautiful names and attributes that has no end. In every moment, a spring is coming, not one spring, springs are coming like fountain, like continuous water, like continuous beautiful names and attributes that they are describing the reality of the essence, right? The reality of the essence that cannot be understood except through that one who is the reflecting it to us, which is al-insan al-kamil, the perfect human being, is the one that receiving these blessings or these manifestations and reflecting them to the whole creation. And that only one that can receive that is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he is mentioned as the perfect human being. It is said that he is the mirror, that on that mirror Allah reflects, send these images or these realities. And when that mirror is al-insan al-kamil, is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he reflects them back to anyone that in need for these manifestations in heavens and on earth. And that's why Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, may Allah bless his soul, said that Prophet is the mirror of the divine presence. So he went more than that. He went so deep in saying, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to look at his creation, he looked at the mirror, means he looked at Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who reflect, who is the reflection of these images that appear in these universes. I hope we understood. That's why it is said the five kutubs and the ghaus received directly from Prophet, give to the five kutubs gives to those who are waiting for this reflection or these manifestations. And that's why it is sold, it is said, the one that has one drop, قَطْرَةٌ فَهُوَ صَاحِبُ الشَّرَابِ الْمَمْزُوجِ, if he has one عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا.
There is a in that mirror, it's reflecting a fountain, a spring that is mentioned in Surah Al-Insan. Allah mentioned it is that عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا, it's a spring that is called سَلْسَبِيل, and that سَلْسَبِيل means the knowledge that never ends, a reality that never ends, that whoever able to drink from that spring one drop only, he will become a servant of Allah's servant. And that's why Sayyidina Al-Khidr alayhi salam was able to drink from that fountain, Ma'ul Hayat, the water of youth. But in reality it is not the water of youth. On earth it's called water of youth, but in paradise it's called the spring of Salsabil. And that spring is the quenched the thirst of Ibadullah, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dressed them with that. And that's why they are, it is said to them that they understand the reality of the Insanul Kamil through his best character. Because Insan Kamil has to have a complete Husnul Khulq. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والقلم وما يسطرون, ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون, وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم.
You are of the, Allah is giving an oath with noon. What is noon? Noon. Allah knows best, we'll explain it one time. What is noon? Noon is one of the most heavenly, highest heavenly levels that Allah is giving an oath with it, that Ya Muhammad, innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, you are of the best character, that ibadullah are squinching their thirst from it. And whoever reach, who wants to understand, and he become very deeply involved in these fountains, and that's why Sayyidina Al-Khidr is one of these Ibadullah, he reached certainty. And that's why it is said, مَنْ تَحَقَّقَ تَخَلَّقَ, who came certain, then his character, Allah will dress him with the best character. So if you want to be dressed with the best character, you have to reach certainty. And certainty is tahakkuk bil haqiqa, to be certain of the reality. And that's why it is said, ilmul yaqeen, aynul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen. First level is knowledge, certainty of knowledge, certainty of vision, then حق اليقين, certainty of truth, reality. And because you are certain of what you are hearing and certain what you are seeing, which people are not hearing, which people are not seeing. من تحقق تخلق, who is able to reach certainty, then he will be able to reach الخلق العظيم. He will inherit from the perfect one who is the mirror of every appearances in this dunya, in this universe, and in heavens. There is any appearance, means any creation that Allah create can be seen only and appear only by the mirror of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the door. وَمَنْ تَخَلَّقَ تَحَقَّقَ. And who become of good character, inherit from Prophet that best character, he will become certain of what he is seeing and hearing. So you want to be, you want to reach that level, it's Allah is giving. But what you need to do, you have to have good character. Do we have good character? No. You shout at your wife? Sometimes. Means best character is to be patient. As if like an ocean. Ocean never say anything if all the sewages of all earth will be thrown in the ocean. Ocean says anything? Still it's clean. Still you can make wudu in it. In a river, moving river, if you throw anything in it, still you can make wudu in it. وَمَنْ تَخَلَّقَ. So first, مَنْ تَحَقَّقَ تَخَلَّقَ. Who reach reality, certainty, he will, his character will become good, affected, perfected. The one whose character is perfected, he will be stamped that he reach reality. وَمَنْ تَخَلَّقَ تَمَزَّقَ. Who will reach the best of character and getting this manifestation, inheriting, he will be torn into pieces.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are of the best character. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in dunya, he said, I am the most one to be abused. They abused me and they tortured me. تَمَزَّق. تَمَزَّقَ فِي الْحَقِّ. He will be torn apart in truth. فِي الْحَقِّ. So who wants to reach of best character, he has to know that in front of him he is going to be facing tortured. He's going to face obstacles. Because he knows the truth is there and he is not able to reach the divine presence easily. There is a lot of obstacles in front of him that he has to overcome or she has to overcome. وَمَنْ تَخَلَّقَ تَمَزَّقَ فِي الْحَقِّ. Whoever has good character, he is going to be torn apart into pieces in the truth, in the reality. And that's why awliyaullah, they suffer. They suffer a lot to reach realities. and all their life are obstacles. It is said by Al-Allama Al-Jili, one of the biggest muhaddith, and in the same time he is a great wali. He said, Ya hadha, iftah udhunuka wastahdir dhihnuka. Open your ears. Wastahdir dhihnuka, and bring your attention, focus your mind to us. Focus. Don't be mushattat al-afkar, distracted too much with too much thoughts. Open your ear and bring your mind to focus and your heart. كل العارفين المتوجين من الحق بتاج التوحيد. All these Gnostics, that they have been crowned with the crown of oneness and knowledge والمعرفة. ما تصرف منهم في ملك الكمال إلا من قام العمر كله في تلك الصفة. Those Gnostics, those saints, those people who reach reality and they have been crowned with the crown of oneness and knowledge, they never reacted or they never tasarraf. They never acted in the heavenly perfect kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except through their best of their characters. So don't lose that. And these are the levels of Aqtab, Al-Aqtab, the levels of Kutubs, the five Kutubs. That's their level, that they are there in that level of perfection where they reach to inherit from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's why Prophet, it is said, Al-Insan Al-Kamil is the one that he is always has connection. His connection is always with Allah's beautiful names that appears to him. And awliya Allah, they cannot count how much names, beautiful names are and attributes are appearing in every moment. Allah is Allahu Akbar. Kul Allah. Say Allah.
Allah.
ثُمَّ دَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْضِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Say Allah and don't mind about what they are playing. Means, this is another meaning here. Say Allah and leave the khalq. Say Allah and leave human beings. Don't interfere with their affair. Don't be go to their level. You are in that level. Say Allah. Where Allah is, you are looking at the highest beautiful name, that all names are under it. So say Allah means say, mention His name, the source of all names and attributes, means the source of all names that been sent to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Allah said in Holy Quran, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi." Allah and His angels are praising Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering His angels to carry all these manifestations of beautiful names and attributes that they are coming in every moment and been to carry it and dress Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with it, that he became a mirror for everything to be seen. And according to Allah's greatness, there is no limit of these beautiful names and attributes that they are being dressed on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is a continuous khalq, it is a continuous creation that Allah is manifesting on His Prophet. And that's why it is said that everyone has a name. Everyone has a name under the tajalli of the 99 beautiful names. Means to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your name appear through that tajalli that comes on you. Everyone has a different tajalli coming on him. Everyone has a different light is coming on him, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a name according to that light. So when that light appear in the mirror of that perfect one, Prophet knows that this one is appearing to dress him with a different name that it belongs to him. That's why we didn't go yet to it. As we said, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahim, Abdul Hafiz, Abdul Salam, Abdul Jabbar, Abdul Ghaffar, Abdul. And every person is under one of these beautiful names and attributes, and he is a servant for this name. He is under the servanthood of that name. Might be many people have the same tajalli of that name, but in a different light. Because that's never one name, one beautiful name can have an infinite number of different tajalli. That's why we appear with that tajalli, our appearances is with that blessings of that light. And awliya Allah, when they look at their followers, they look at their light. That's why they know their ranks. What is their ranks in the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is their ranks in the presence of the divine presence? Through the lights that they are appearing with. That's why it is that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always متصل بمظاهر الأسماء التي هي الأعيان والحقائق. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always is in connection with the beautiful names and attributes, which is the الأعيان والحقائق, means the one that can be visioned and can be seen, and these are the one that they are the real. They are the real appearances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To have that, you have to carry the best of character. You have to have the best of characters, and it is said that the best of characters are infinite numbers of different good characters. And what they counted of it, some awliya, they counted around 1,000 of good characters. And they said one of them counted around 1,000, but he said, but Allah knows best. He said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna ahabbakum ilayya wa akrabakum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah ahsanukum akhlaqa. He said that the most beloved one to me and the most nearest one to me that sit beside me in the day of judgment is the one that has good character, good manners. So we lack good manners. And some of these good manners, كالحلم, look at me here, كالحلم, forbearance, to have that forbearance, والعلم, to have knowledge, والتواضع, to have humbleness, والرأفة, to be compassionate, واللين, to be soft, والبشاشة, to be always smiling, والعذوبة, to be taste your softness, people, في الصحبة, to be very friendly in companionship, والعفو, to forgive, والإحسان, to be generous, especially to the one who harmed you, لمن ظلمه, والوصلة لمن قطعه, and to connect with the one that who left you, والرحمة على الضعفاء, to have رحمة on weak people, وتوقير المشايخ, to respect sheikhs, to the who respect sheikhs. They don't call themselves sheikh anymore, they call themselves doctors. And it goes many of these. وتوقير المشايخ والإخوان والتوبة والإعراض عن المعصية والحياء والإنابة والصبر والورع والزهد والقناعة والرضا والشكر والثناء. And it goes. So if someone, فلا بد للسالك أن يكابد ويجاهد نفسه حتى يتخلق بهذه الأخلاق الحميدة. For the seeker of that journey, he has to be careful to carry and يتخلق to attain all these good characters in his journey, and not to be tough, but to be seeker, real seeker. Today they say, oh, we are in tariqa, any tariqa. But are they really doing what is the tariqa needs? Asking them? Every tariqa asks you to be of good character. That's why mujahada, struggling to be a good person, is not easy. That's why they send you to seclusion. They put you 40 days, 60 days, 6 months, 1 year, one after one, until they perfect you, until they crush you completely, in order that you will have good characters. And when you enter into seclusion, it's not that simple. Always you are thinking, when I'm going out, counting the days. Because it's not easy, it's difficult. They said, إن صاحب حسن الخلق للخلق لا يبلغ به درجة صاحب الصوم والصلاة. It is said that the one with good characters, good behaviors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him to the level of the one that who is abid, that he is praying always and fasting always. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and awliyaullah inherit that from Prophet, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ.
خُذِ الْعَفْوَ means take the forgiveness, be a forgiving person. Don't be a someone who curse you, alhamdulillah, he saved you. At least someone curse you, especially when they curse you on the internet. They carry what you, they carry your sin. So what you have to do? You forgive them, because they made something good for you. They took away all your sins. So what you have to pray them, Allah Ya Rabbi, forgive them. They carried my sins. I'm safe now. So be happy when they curse you. Don't be happy when they pat you. When they pat you, they are lying. When they curse you, Allah is looking and Prophet is looking how you are going to react. Especially yesterday too, here on the where on the eating food, big ones, and they were blocking the way to the others. And I looking and smiling, seeing what Castro is going to do with the Yusuf Bey. You saw that? No, I didn't see that. Castro blocking the way of Yusuf Bey. I'm making like that. Yusuf Bey was patient. I saw him. Castro was not. He wants to make a problem. Yusuf Bey was a test for him. He passed. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is said that الخلق أفضل مناقب العبودية. The good character is the best of worshipness. To have good characters, because good characters will take you to highest level of certainty and realities that we have mentioned before. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah mentioned him in Holy Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ إِنَّمَا وَصَفَهُ بِالْخُلُقِ الْعَظِيمِ لِأَنَّهُ جَادٌ بِالْكَوْنَيْنِ وَاكْتَفَى بِاللَّهِ. He's mentioned him about the best of characters because he is the one that جاد بالكونين, went through these two kingdoms, heavenly kingdom and earthly kingdom. He is the one that passed all of them. To pass all of them and reach a mi'raj, to be Kaaba Qawsayn or Adna, you cannot be there except if you, unless you be a perfect creator, creation. That Allah created him, the perfect one. Who perfect can reach there, because like angels, pure. And Prophet ﷺ higher, because Jibreel stopped and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot go further, you go. Allah is showing to angels the high level of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu was salam. That's why Ya ayyuha al-muddassir kum fa'anzir.
يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر.
Oh Muhammad, the one who is covering himself with the blankets. يا أيها المدثر. Oh, wake up. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sick. He is shivering, covering himself. No, in my kingdom, shivering, not shivering, someone has to keep moving. So come further. Wake up to warn people. Come further. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Go and wake up and warn people. And when you warn them, tell them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rabbaka fakabbir means Allah, say Allahu Akbar. Say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater, greatest, no resemblance to His greatness. Say to them that let them leave their bad characters. Confanzer, warn them about there is a measure, a balance. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ أَنْ لَا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. He put a balance and he said, Allah said in Holy Quran, الرحمن علم القرآن.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان.
He's saying that Allah raised heavens and He put the balance. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ أَنْ لَا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانَ. Don't try to transgress. تَطْغَوْ, no, تَغْي, to be tyrant in how to balance, means balance your amal well, balance your ego well, balance your selfishness well, balance your sins well. That's why he said, come Father, wake up and warn them of their bad character, of their egos, by saying Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar erases everything. When you say Allahu Akbar every day, 100 times or 200, whatever you want to say, Allah said after saying to Prophet, say to them to say Allahu Akbar, wa rabbaka fakabbir. And Allah, and say Allahu Akbar, wa thiyabaka at that time, wa thiyabaka fatahhir, clean your clothes, not these clothes, clean the clothes of the self, means take away those dirty characters and bring the good characters, al-akhlaq al-hamida, the best of characters. And I mentioned that they counted 1,000, you cannot translate 1,000, but good characters here. So carry, let them carry these characters. وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ, and the bad thing, run away from it, leave it behind, migrate from it, be an immigrant in Allah's way. Don't look back at this worldly life, look forward at the heavenly life. That four verses from Surah Al-Muddassir. Ya ayyuha al-muddassir, kum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fakabbir, wa thiyabaka fatahhir, wa rujza fahjur. Subhanallah, ya Shaykh. Allah is great. Allahu Akbar.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العبد ليبلغ بحسن خلقه درجة الصائم القائم.
It is said, وقال النبي عليه السلام, الصلاة والسلام, إن العبد ليبلغ بحسن خلقه درجة الصائم القائم.
That the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
he will reach with his good character and behaviors, Allah will grant him. Means even if he is making sins, but if he can perfect his character to be of good character, Allah will reward him the like he reward the one who is fasting and the one who is standing praying. Allah will reward. Means it is not that you have to leave fasting. Fasting, you have to fast your Ramadan. But here it means those who are doing nawafil, extra on fasting Ramadan, they might fast the whole year, except the 5 days of Eid. Eid al-Fitr, 1 day, 4 days, Eid al-Adha. And the one who is always praying nawafil, Allah will give to the one that has good character. Look how much it's easy. Is that? One good character. You cannot have a good character to smile in the face of people. Like what Yusuf Beis yesterday, he didn't say anything, trying to move this way, the other one blocking him. And smiling, the other one. Means, I'm torturing you. And Yusuf Beis keeping quiet. Move that way, right? The other one is bigger. Block him. Show them.
They were asking.
Good character. He showed good character. That was enough. Allah accepting all his fasting. That one. The other one, also Allah accepting fasting because he used him to try this one.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا.
أفضل المؤمنين إيمانا, the best of مؤمن, the believers with the best faith are the ones that have the best character. So let us see then how much we have to balance. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ, Allah put the balance. Balance now yourself. We will see ourselves, oh, failing completely, complete failure.
وَقَالَ خُصْلَتَانِ لَا يَجْتَمِعَانِ فِي مُؤْمِنٍ.
Two characters, two things, they cannot be in a mu'min. A believer cannot reach to be a believer. لَا تَقُولُ آمَنَّا بَلْ قُولُ أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Don't say we are mu'min, say we are Muslim. Because iman yet not in your hearts. That's why he said, a mu'min, two things he cannot carry, have. Al-bukhul, to be stingy, is not opening his hands. Wal-khulq al-sayyi, wal-khulq al-sayyi, wasu' al-khulq. And the worst, bad of the bad character. He carries that bad character. Especially today, people are not concerned anymore with anything. They are carrying. You see them. They get angry. They never smile in your face all your life. Huh? It's finished. As if there is no mercy. Mercy from their hearts disappeared.
وقال ذو النون أكثر الناس همّا أسوأهم خلقا.
The most of people that they are always they have problems are the ones that they have bad characters. Because of their bad characters, always they go into problems. And the bad characters, you can see it reflected on the children from their parents. If their parents have good characters, you see the children are raised nicely. If bad character, they lose discipline. We stop here, inshallah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have good character and take away all our bad dresses and give us nice dresses. We'll explain more about many of these stories about awliya Allah, what they said. Wa min Allahi at-tawfiq bi hurmati al-fatiha. Try to have good character. When he tells you, I'm picking you at 4, be 3:30 waiting. Yeah. Be first to show him that I'm waiting until, because I'm waiting and praying for you to come safe.
As much as you like, until Yusuf Bey gets angry.
and the benefit is what?
It's making Yusuf Bey angry.
Ya Allah.